I would like to address, you know, because I've caused some problems on Good Friday here. That
yes.
I want to say that I'm a Jew. I'm not a Jewy Jew. I have the hardware, but I haven't really connected it in a long time.
That's like saying you're Jello, but you're not Jello Jello. What does that mean?
It means that I'm not religious. I was born a Jew, but I choose not to, you know, to be Jewish.
Jewish,
yeah. No. I mean to practice the religion.
Okay,
you know. But the first time I didn't used to talk about being a Jew on stage, and the first time I came out as a Jew on stage, I was in North Carolina several years ago. There were 400 people in the room. No one's laughing at nothing. 400. No one's laughing.
I was going to say North Carolina, a good place to do
exactly,
it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Interesting choice.
Sweat spraying out of my head, you know, and which might have been why I was bombing, because it's weird when it sprays. You know, people up front are like, what's the matter?
Yeah. Projectile sweating.
Exactly. But I don't know why I did that. Just in the middle of a joke, I stopped and I said, you know what? I'm a Jew. Just to see what would happen because I was down south.
Did they just start laughing?
Because I hate myself. And and sure enough, some guy sitting right up front turns to his wife and says, I knew it. You know, like whatever led up to that statement was a healthy mental process. You know, so I couldn't help but push my luck. I said, you know, I think that the Christians are getting a bad dossier on the Jews. I think there's some misinformation going around. I want to clear some stuff up because I'm here to help. Let's start with holidays. For instance, the Jews have Passover, and you Christians have whatever it is you do with the bunny. Yeah, oh, yeah, but we're the ones with the freaky rituals. You know, go find the colored eggs, kids, and you can eat a chocolate rabbit. Yeah, but the Jews are the freaks. Sit on the fat guy's lap and ask him for free stuff. Yeah, we're the weirdos. Then I said, if you don't know what Passover is, it's a ritual dinner where we have a service, then there's a meal, then there's the sacrifice of a Christian baby, and then dessert. And I got to be honest with you, a lot of people laughed, but I'm pretty sure I heard a couple people go, I've heard that. You see what he's doing? He's telling the truth, and he's twisting it, trying to make it funny. He's manipulating the truth like a Jew.
You need to be going on to the pagans, though, don't you? Because the bunny and Father Christmas, Santa Claus, they're the pagan stuff.
Yes, they've but they were co-opted, weren't they?
Somewhat.
Aren't the pagans
what do you mean somewhere?
But, you know,
what do you mean somewhere? Take a walk around. There's bunnies and eggs everywhere. Yeah, just a little bit co-opted there, literally.
But it's all the kind of non-celebratory Christians who are going for that stuff.
Non-celebratory?
Yeah, you don't have to go off to church to have Easter eggs or Christmas
presents.
Oh, no,
presents. That's true. And jelly beans, which
right.
I love.
Yeah, jelly beans are good.
Licorice jelly beans, especially.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, onward and upward to the news.